Welcome to another episode of the Say Less Pod. I'm your host, Caroline Jones, and we're just going to be talking about some different things that we are leaving behind in 2023. If you listened to my last episode, I think I was I'm still like recovering from whatever like nasty gunk I had like in my like whole body, like just clearing it out. But yes, I'm not as congested now as I was then. So anyway, and also, like, I don't feel like my voice is, like, zooming in and out does not sound like the right word, but that's the best way I know how to describe it right now. Okay, so we're just gonna jump right into it. Toxic friendships, toxic relationships. Leaving those behind in 2023. You know, anything that kind of makes you question your self-worth or self-identity is a no-go. Like, I think that sometimes it might be like the person is trying to like be you in some ways, especially if you find that you might be good at like a certain skill set or something, and they're like constantly trying to bring you down. I'm not saying everybody has to be your hype individual or your hype man, like gassing you up at every single turn. I have found some good friends in the end of 2023, the beginning of 2024, who have kind of like encouraged me in that way, of kind of being like this good version of myself. Not necessarily, like, hyping me up at every turn, like, offering advice, but also, like, you know, encouraging me, and uplifting in the times that I am, like, struggling or I'm, like, going through something. I find, you know, when you have found your people, when you don't really necessarily find the need to overthink a lot of different situations. So 2023 was a wild ride for me mentally. Went through a friendship breakup. You know, who knows if that friendship might come back and re-solidify. You know, we both kind of went into doing some different things and left it maybe not how we should have. I don't like bushes. I don't like beating around them. Sometimes it's like you knock off the leaves and, you know, you just have like different things just flying off. I don't like bushes. So it's like I live by this. This is a statement that I've kind of created for myself with relationships, friendships, whatever kind of relationship you've kind of been, is I cannot fix something I never knew was broken. So if you let me know, okay, this is what is broken, this is what needs to be fixed in our relationship, in our friendship, I can do that. I can help you with that. But I can't if I don't know anything what's going on behind the scenes. And I know sometimes people want you to kind of like fill in the gaps or understand based on like a text message or an emoji or something that they said. Dude, I sometimes cannot fill in the gaps to say, okay, this is what you meant. So you have, I am smart. I will give you that. Because they're like, I thought you was the smart one. I will give you that I am smart. But sometimes it's like, even the intelligent individuals need clarification at times. Like, we'll try to be as emotionally intelligent as we possibly can be, but sometimes you gotta come to us with a little bit of knowledge of saying, hey, this is what bothered me. Okay, now I know where to go from there. Because while I do agree that people need to heal, sometimes I think that people need to heal separately and some people need to heal together. If that individual was the one that was causing your trauma, you cannot heal from a wound. And especially if it's been like stitched up, if you're like opening up the stitch back up, or like you're continuing to mess with that scar, it's not going to heal properly. So sometimes you just need to leave it alone. And just kind of like move on. If you can, in that particular situation, if you can let the individuals know, hey, this is what we're feeling, and you are trying to make things work, then at least at the end of the day, you tried. You know that. Maybe you didn't do everything correctly, but you tried to make things work. That is what we're going for here. Another thing that we are leaving behind is situationships. I've been in and out of situationships a long time. I am the queen of situationships. I invented situationships. Like, you know, we just were that tight. Like, there's a lot of situationships, quite a few situationships that I've been in, even in college. And the thing about situationships is you don't know exactly where you stand with the person, so you're like, okay, I don't know if I should have the what are we conversation or not. So now I'm kind of frozen, and like sometimes that can kind of like, if you do not know what you are and they're like giving you pet names or different things in the beginning, that can lead to love bombing versus like specific genuine interest in you. Like if they want to like, if they're like giving you flowers, like usually it's a sign of love bombing versus, hey, I actually care about this individual. They might be trying to manipulate a certain situation. That being said, like, don't necessarily think just because, like, sometimes it does depend on the individual, and just because you've known someone for like 2 weeks and you've known another for like 2 years doesn't necessarily mean that it's a break in their character. Because maybe they might be a good, solid individual. I'm just saying, I'm leaving situationships behind in 2023 because I honestly can't do them anymore. They were physically exhausting to me. Either you want me or you don't. Like, it's like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, that one statement, like, it's like, I'm okay with being friends, I'm okay with dating, just let me know what we are, so I'm not overplaying my position. I agree with that wholeheartedly, because sometimes I truly do be overplaying my position, and I am a big fan of reciprocity, too, so it's like, if one person's doing, like, 100, and the other person's not even giving, like, 50%, you might want to question your boundaries there a little bit. Maybe see if that's a red flag. So when I was in college, there was this one person. I don't know if my mom remembers this time, but like she was picking me up from college, and like I think I had to fix my phone because my phone was breaking. Like, you know, iPhones, sometimes they kind of like glitch until you finally break down and get a new one. So anyway, that was what was happening. And I had to go to like Battery Plus. Apparently, like this individual happened to be there. And then he was, well, not at Battery Plus, but like in the same like strip mall type of thing. And so then he asked me if I was going to introduce him to my mom. But I was like, we don't really have anything, so like, why? I don't even know how to introduce you, because literally we don't have anything. Anyway, and so sometimes it's like with situationships too. It's like if sometimes they would just ask and they're like, "Oh, yeah, will you go on a date? Will you do this?" That's the thing. Like, it's like if situationships. I know it's scary. I know sometimes you don't want to shoot your shot because you're afraid of being rejected. Just I admire someone who can shoot their shot. You know, you don't have to shoot like a three-pointer or anything. It's just you can shoot it from the free throw line. Like, and honestly, I'm really bad at sports, so if that is a bad analogy, I dare, like, you can come at me like in, yeah, you can tell me whatever, because I'm really not good with sports. So I was trying to go with like a sports analogy there. So if it's not correct, I give you full permission to like call me out on that. Also, like seeking soul validation from other people. We ain't doing it anymore. I think that sometimes people, a lot of people, they either do their makeup so that then they can get attention from somebody, or they want to dress cute. And it's like, there's nothing wrong with any of these things, like dressing cute, putting forth your best. But if you're doing it just so that you can gain like that attention and that approval from someone, then you're going about it the wrong way. The people that truly love you, they look up to you for who you are, for your confidence. And yes, it does not have to be like an arrogance, confidence, but like honestly, even at my job, I feel like a lot of individuals are good at like seeing other people's strengths and like hyping them up. And so even like with my coworkers, they'll just kind of like tell you what you're doing well in. Maybe they'll also like tell you like things that you need to improve in. But like honestly, at the end of the day, know that you're doing okay. This life, sometimes life has been a weird journey for me, like just in general. And even this year, there's been like some hiccups in the road with my life. You know, 2024 is off to a great start, but there's been some hiccups. For sure, for sure. There's been some things that, there's been some emotions, and I'm like, am I literally okay? Because I hate feelings, and I'm like, I want to suppress them down. Do not do what I do and just kind of like suppress and shove all your emotions in a box and bottle them up either. But know like your worth. Be like a high value individual where if someone doesn't like text you, know that that doesn't necessarily define your worth. For one, if someone doesn't Snapchat you, follow up with you on social media, that doesn't define who you are specifically. Also, if people like, I know sometimes people say, well, if they leave me on read, does that mean, or if they ghost me, it's okay. It's literally okay. I mean, do what you can to make things right if you were a jerk in that type of situation, but don't overthink, don't overanalyze things. Also, the bare minimum. And here's something that I kind of like, that's another thing that we're leaving behind in 2023. I do want to say something about the bare minimum though. I know people talk about like the orange peel theory, and people's like, well, we're grasping for straws, or our bar is so low. Some people have their bar literally on the ground. Like, I know I did. So it's like, it's when people do things that are nice and appreciative, like if people tell you straight up that they're, I don't like that they're interested, or people like hold the door open for you. I will say that's like a sometimes a generational thing. Like buying flowers, doing different things. But I don't think necessarily like leaving you on red for like maybe 30 minutes is, oh, that's the bare minimum. He doesn't like you if he leaves you on red for that long. No, sometimes you're just busy and people's like, no one's that busy. They check their phone. Dude, I've been that busy before. Like, it's like, I will text you on my 15. I will do whatever. But honestly, like, sometimes I'm like, you don't necessarily know what my bare minimum was before. So that's why when people are overly nice or they just kind of go out of their way to treat us with respect, it seems like a red flag. It really does, and I'm like living proof of that, where it's just like, okay, what are you up to? Like, what is your ulterior motive? And sometimes I think it's like unrealistic expectations. Like, I heard this one person, it was like on a it was on social media, but they were like, put away the rom-coms, and also like stop thinking about like social media influencers with their families, because that is not love. While I agree with that statement, we need to have like higher standards. And like, you can, I believe that you can have like rom-com moments. Not your whole life is going to be a rom-com. For real. Like, just be real for like 1 second. But like, it's like, if you romanticize certain parts of your life, like, oh, he got me flowers, he remembered my favorite coffee order, he did this, or she did this for me, like, you know, he, like, that means something. It doesn't have to be like this extravagant thing that you do. It can even be like a low, like, a low, like, I mean, sometimes low gesture, people think that it has to be this grand gesture sometimes, where it's like, I'm taking this person to Paris because that's how much I love them. And they're like, never settle, people. And it's like, yes, I get that. I understand where you're coming from. But sometimes people's budget, for one thing, is not necessarily that. So it's like, if he wanted to, he would. But also, if he wanted to and could do that, or if he was able to do that, he would try, at least. He would try to do these different things. And I think that she would too. Like, it's like, I think people's like, if he wanted to, he would. I will say, if they wanted to, they would. Because it just makes more sense. Like I say, big reciprocity girly over here. Like, I don't want you that just have to do everything. Like, also, like, it's like, I know another thing that people kind of consider the bare minimum is, okay, this person has to hang out with me like 24/7. I want you, like, I want to be your best friend. Period. But I also want you to be able to have your own friends. So if you want to hang out with people, you can, and I'll hang out with my people, and then we can kind of come together. It doesn't make us less than, it doesn't like say, hey, we're like less apart than together. You know, you can do that. I truly, truly do believe that. Now, if you have mutual friends, way to go too. Not a problem with that. I would just, sometimes I worry about what we kind of consider the bare minimum, because it's like the orange peel theory. Like I said, I will peel an orange for a rando on the street. Like, if they needed that done, I would peel the orange for them. It's like, well, if they wanted to do the simple things without you asking them, they would try to do it. Yeah. Just because some people don't do these things, I think, doesn't mean that they're necessarily a red flag. Like, not everybody, and some of us have been burned so much that we're just like, I see a red flag, I see a red flag. And it's like, dude, that's kind of like an amber flag. It's very, very situational. Like, even when people's like, yeah, so, I mean, there are some things that are just very, very amber flags. Not exactly red or green, but it kind of depends on the situation. Another thing that we are leaving behind, and this is kind of like a trend that I've seen people like kind of do, it's self-deprecation. And I don't know if you've heard about, like, you know, the scale of 1 to 10. Like, it's like, he's a 10, but he does this, this, this. Or she's a 10, but she does this, this, and this. You know, they're a 10. Whatever, whatever. This is where it gets tricky. When people's like, oh, well, I'm medium ugly. Can we not? Can we literally stop that? It's not attractive. It's not cute when you're like going, cutting yourself down. And I know sometimes people's like, oh, it's so cute, it's attractive. No, it's really not. Like, it's like, but I'm not a 10. It's like, honestly, like, first of all, each person has their own rating scale. So, that old saying, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, maybe there's some truth in that. I have no idea. But that doesn't, that does not mean that you yourself, going back to validation and worth, that does not mean that you are an ugly person, you are awful. If you want to, you can put like different categories of cute. Like, I realized like a while ago, I am not like Instagram model cute. Instagram model like pretty. Maybe to some people, maybe. But that's not necessarily how I think of myself. I'm like, oh, I'm coffee shop cute. Like, it's like you see that person in the coffee shop and you're just like, oh, they're attractive, they're cute. But it's like, you wouldn't necessarily want me to be a model. And I honestly don't think that I could be a model. That's all I'm saying. Like, if you want to, put different categories of attractiveness versus, like, oh, I'm medium ugly, I'm not cute at all, or, like, I don't want you, Caroline, I can't come over to your house. Why not? Because I didn't put on any makeup. Like, it's like, I don't care. If you are my friend, if you are a person that I care about, I don't care about any of that. Like, it's like, obviously, take care of yourself, like, but, like, it's like, that's not the main thing in life. Like, you know, if you're like, oh, well, I wanna, like, work out before I can, like, whatever, that's okay. I'm just saying, like, don't feel like you are less than just because like, I would want you to stay safe, on so many different levels. So it's like, even like mentally. But yeah, seek a professional if you need any like assistance. Okay, so now what we are bringing into 2024 is like wholesome friendships. Like the ability not to overthink, overanalyze. Have people that encourage you while also trying to guide you and direct you in different areas of your life. And also like the capacity to heal and emotional maturity. And I know I have also seen this, and it says marry the individual or date the individual rather that has had like a messy childhood, because they will give your kids the best like kind of childhood ever. So I'm gonna say yes and no to that. You have got to, that individual has got to do some like investigation and some healing inside of themselves and realize that that individual that they're now with, if they decide to be in a relationship, is not their trauma. I know people that's like, well, I went through all of this and this happened and this happened and this happened and you're just like them. And it's like, okay, if they truly have the red flags that maybe your ex did or this person had, then run. Don't stay there. Don't be in that relationship. Maybe also you need to learn communication skills. So maybe you need to go to counseling. But I heard this one quote, and it, I'm probably botching it so bad, but it was basically, when someone is with you, they have to love and respect all parts of yourself. Like, you're gonna come in with trauma, each individual in the relationship. It is not your fault for the pain that you've endured. Now, maybe if you brought some of the trauma on yourself, then that's a different story too, which, you know, you can go seek therapy for, because it's not easy. But with both parts of the trauma, but that pain is not their fault, but the healing is your responsibility. And I heard that quote and it's just like, it resonated with me. It's like, yeah, some of the things that happen in life, that happen in life, or the things that cause you to like break away from someone else, they are not that individual's fault. They are your responsibility, so don't keep cutting them with these pieces, these damaged pieces of yourself. You have to at least be healed enough to know, okay, these pieces are gonna hurt, but I'm not gonna try to let this other person be cut from all of those different pieces of the glass that are like messed up in me. That's just not helpful for anyone. I know that was kind of like some of the episodes lately have been kind of longer, and this is kind of more of like a shorter episode. I hope you enjoyed it at least, and let me know if there's anything else that you want me to kind of like touch on or like focus on. But until next time, I hope that you have a great rest of your day, and peace out.